Part 21, Chapter 4. The small gray man in his small gray cabin was sighing patiently. Well, not too patiently. His indigestion had not improved at all, and now this. Things were distressing enough without the military people getting into fights among themselves. But it was a military matter, not political, not economic, and not strategic, so he was, perforce, out of it. A mere observer. He now had four faces on his separate view screens, and if it kept on going this way, he'd have to ask his communications officer to break more screens out of stores and put them in on a rack. It made one's office so cluttered. The face of the Tolnep half-captain was quite angry-looking, and he kept adjusting his glasses in an agitated way.
But I don't care if you were surprised to see me here. I have no advices at all that our nations are at war.
The Hovind's face was the light violet Hovind's got when they were very provoked. The square helmet was crushed down on his oval head, bending his ear antennae. His untoothed but blade-gummed mouth was distorted in the lifted attitude of biting.
How would you know who was at war and who wasn't at war? You cannot be less than 5 months out from any base.
The Huckner super-lieutenant who commanded the star-shaped craft looked a little supercilious with his monocle and excessive amount of gold braid. The long, noseless face portrayed what passed for disdain among his people in the Duraleb system. The Bolbod was just plain plug-ugly, as they always were. Bigger than Cyclos, but sort of shapeless. One wondered how they ever handled anything at all. Their hands were always clenched into fists. The high sweater neck almost met the bill of his exaggerated cap. The Bolbods considered insignia beneath their dignity. But the small gray man knew he was gang leader Poundon, commanding the cylinder-shaped spacecraft. He certainly had a low opinion of all the rest as effete degenerates.
All right,
snapped the Tolnep.
Are our races at war or aren't they?
The Hovind said.
I don't have any information that they are or aren't, but that doesn't mean that they aren't. It would not be the first time a Hovind ship came peacefully onto station only to be raked by a sneaking Tolnep.
Your Excellency!
Snapped the Tolnep, suddenly including the small gray man.
Do you have any information that the Tolneps and Hovinds are at war?